At Commodity Classic in San Antonio, we're going to talk with another one of the Nebraska growers here, Dan Wesley from Morse Bluff, who is president of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. And Dan, we were just talking about different activities you have going on here in San Antonio, so it's always a busy time.
Yes, this is my first trip down here to Commodity Classic, so I'm learning as we go. So I'm anxious to see what happens, and we have meetings starting at noon today and continue through the week then.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you're going to be talking about here. And kind of the top of the list, I guess, is trade right now with some of the rhetoric and things that have been said and done as far as the Trump administration. And, of course, TPP was a disappointment. I know there's a lot of concern about, wanting to change up NAFTA.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. We were in Washington, D.C. here 2 weeks ago with the leadership mission group with a bunch of young farmers, and everywhere we went, the talk of trade was very important. We visited with U.S. Grains Council and National Pork, and so, we've got kind of both sides of the, or two aspects of the part of it where, we need the livestock also and with the grain, and then they need the trade. They said about 25% of their business is go with exports. So it's very important. So it's kind of a wait and see a little bit. And it just trickles down to our local farm economy, and we can see things happening there already where Titan had announced 14 implement dealers were going to consolidate. And I talking to the local farmers, that's just devastating because one of the farmers, he wanted to take his combine for an inspection, and he said there was 40 tractors ahead of him. So I know it's not combine season, but boy, if you don't get a jump on it, so they're kind of feeling that things are behind a little bit on that. So it's definitely trickling down where we're seeing the effects starting at the top with trade and moving on down.
Yeah, well, exports are such an important part and have been really a bright spot for us through all of this downturn in the ag economy. You got to hope that something doesn't happen there that really affects those.
Mm-hmm. I'm given the benefit of the doubt right now. Donald Trump is a great businessman, so maybe he's got something up his sleeve that we don't know about that's going to make us all some money. We don't want to see $6, $7, $8 corn again and then fall back down. We need something steady and consistent and make a profit and just feel solid about things, and then we can pass it on, and our local businesses and economy can do well that way.
Farm bill will be another topic of discussion here. Again, when you mentioned you were in D.C. A couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of talk about the farm bill too.
And it don't sound like things are going to happen real fast. It sounds like we're going to maybe be a year behind after it expires, so kind of like maybe the last time. But farm programs, I haven't heard any changes about that. Certainly we got to keep crop insurance in place. And with the low commodity prices, and you never know what the weather is going to do and how it's going to treat you, so you got to have some protection out there.
On the state level, I know we talked earlier this year about property taxes, and I know that's a concern of a lot of the ag groups in the state. And boy, there's still some uncertainty about just what direction that's going.
Definitely, we are part of an ag leaders working group, which is pork, dairy, cattle, soybeans, Farm Bureau, and Nebraska Corn Growers working with that and looking at property taxes. A couple of our guys went down last week, and including me, testified on a couple of the bills and just shared with the information of how our taxes have been affected over the past few years. And I kind of get both sides of it. I'm on the corn growers, and I'm also just over 16 years of being on school board. And so they go, have you talked to your local school board? Well, I am the local school board, so I can give my views that way and say some of the things we've been doing to try and cut spending, but yet our taxes still are going up. So they need to be bold in what they're doing with the senators that are putting out different bills out there. And kind of like a car dealership, you go out there and throw out a number and maybe work back and see what works best for everybody.
Well, as a school board member and of course working on the ag side, so you got kind of a unique perspective there. Any ideas on where you'd like to see it go?
You know, there's got to be. We talk on the Ag Leaders Group side about being a revenue neutral. I think working with that, if we have a 1% or 1 cent increase on sales tax, so that would go directly towards property tax. There's got to be, a little bit for everybody. It going the other way, it seems like it's all going on the property tax, the rural community. Working back the other way, we need to be more rounded, I guess, and look so it helps everybody out, and it affects the whole state. If the farmers aren't making a profit, they're not sharing their profit and buying new, which brings me to my own operation. This last year, I backed off a lot, and you hold purchasing something new, major purchase like a tractor or combine, you'd rather repair them and, just not stick your neck out there, hold back on your money and make sure you got there to pay the needed bills that you have to do.
Well, let's talk about the ag economy right now, and what kind of things have you done? You mentioned equipment. What kind of things have you done to maybe try to cut expenses and improve the bottom line?
You know, the biggest thing in the past few years, me and my neighbor have shared labor a little bit, but we've gone ahead and purchased some equipment together. So that makes it some stuff more affordable that you need to replace and instead of buying out on your own. You know, just being conscious of your inputs, what you're buying and how you're paying for it, and just being better that way, I guess. So there's always little things like that. And you look at fertility as a huge thing on the farm, and you may not go all in on that. You just do what you need to get by, but you still want to farm for success. You plan for a good crop instead of cutting back and hoping you get by this year, because you never know what the markets change, the weather changes, and they throw a lot of things at you.
So are you making any changes as far as cropping this year, or sticking with the rotation?
Pretty much. The last couple of years, I've been having sudden death show up in my beans. And so I've been going just a little bit more corn, maybe 2 years of corn, then 1 year to beans, kind of hoping they come out with something that'll help me out. So I worked with the University of Nebraska on some plots and seeing what's going to work there. And I'm going to try that again this year and just hopefully find a cure for the sudden death or to get around it a little bit.
I've heard talk of the Olivo seed treatment. Seems to be having some impact.
Yeah. Funny thing is we put that out there last year, and the sudden death didn't show up like it did the last 2 years. So we didn't get a good trial. But I've got another field that's going to be a good candidate to try it again. So we're going to try and do some things that, like planting early. They say that will kind of entice the sudden death to happen. So on the treatment side, you want to, for experiment, you want to see it happen. On the yield side, again, you don't. So we'll put it out there and try it another year.
Well, with that spell of warm weather we had last week, I guess some guys were getting some spring fever probably.
Definitely. I heard there was a few guys putting anhydrous on further to the southern part of the state. And you see that and you get a little anxious. But went from 70 degrees one day to a blizzard, a few days later. So that takes the steam out of it a little bit, but only in Nebraska, I guess.